Hey, this is Mike Evans. Listen to every episode of Schlereth and Evans on demand at 1043thefan.com. Presented by Siltahara Motors, the home of the zero down with Chapter 7 and 13 bankruptcies. Regardless of your financial standing, no one should be without a vehicle. Visit the special financing section at sthmotors.com.
Denver Sports Station, 1043 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
Mike. What day is it, Mike? Hump day?
No, you know it. I feel it's important to mention that it is Wednesday because just got a text from one of our great 6 a.m. listeners. Literally 6 a.m. Said, bring on the chameleon, baby. My day doesn't kick off until I hear that Mike and Mark in the morning, which we appreciate. Just want to make sure you're aware. It's not Friday. Not yet.
That's
the chameleon, the karma chameleon comes in on Friday.
Right. Come say, come saw, Mike. I don't know what that means, come say, come saw, but it means, as far as I know, it means that close enough. Close. Are you already come say, come saw?
Yeah. Neither good nor bad. So-so. Tolerable. Passable. Come see, come saw.
Come see, come saw.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. So
neither
there you
good
go.
Nor bad.
Yeah, we're almost there.
It's not Friday. That's not good, but it's also not bad.
No, it's hump day.
Because it's Wednesday, hump day.
Right.
There you go. Come see, come saw.
You can make it like a Friday if you want.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
You know, in my world, every day is vacation.
Yes, it is. It is nice to. I got to spend one. I'd love to be able to spend one day as Mark Schlereth just to know what it's like for you. Just talking to yourself, asking yourself questions, having conversations with yourself.
Yeah.
Looking in the mirror. My, aren't you handsome?
Yes, you are. You are correct, sir. Then I just move on. It's good.
I'm yoked.
Yeah, but yeah, here's the thing. It's crazy is that I'm constantly working, but it's stuff that I like.
Right.
So it's not like work. It's like vacation.
Yeah, you're like a shark that like never stops swimming.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? You're just always
looking
moving
to bite stuff, mess a few things up.
Right.
Right? Right. And just move on.
Dispense justice.
Dispense a little justice. You know, sniff in the waters a little bit, see what's out there.
Sure. Any chum out there?
Yeah. And then I just move on.
Look at that boat. They're going to need a bigger boat.
Yeah. You need a bigger boat, boys. Here I come. The one-man wrecking crew.
So we're off. We're rolling here. In fact, we just feel the need to get a little loose today.
Oh, I need it.
You do need it?
I need it.
Well, you got a big week. This is Bronco Woofed Week that you're working the game for Fox.
Oh, the Woofed coming to town. Here they come. Watched some Woofed film last night.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay. What does that mean?
Interesting team.
Interesting team. What does that mean? Is that like the girl you meet in high school who has a great personality? What?
They're not playing very well. But I mean, they're kind of, there's almost this mirror image aspect to them, to what we've got going on right now. Some really good talent. And you look at them and say, what's missing? Why can't they put it all together? But they've got some individual pieces that are really talented, Mike, that you think, gosh, if they could get it all together, they could be a pretty decent team. That's the Woofed. And I just kept thinking back to what we put out on, you know, on film every week, week in and week out. And how the individual pieces seem to be pretty decent, but there just doesn't seem to be, I don't know, what you would call a plan.
Yeah, I wonder what the Mark Schlereth counterpart in D.C. is saying this morning. Yeah, I looked at the Broncos yesterday. And the very eloquent co-host says, well, what stands out? I wonder what word he uses.
Oh.
To use, to describe the Broncos.
That is a great question.
What do you think
who was the tight end that they had for years and years who's become kind of a local television radio personality over there? Yeah, Chris Cooley.
Yes, thank you, Benny.
Thank you,
good
Benny.
Good job, Benny.
Benny just knows stuff. Benny's got like one of them panoramic minds, you know.
Panoramic?
He just remembers everything.
That is not the word.
He just remembers everything.
Not the word.
Yeah, it's a panoramic mind.
Not panoramic.
He sees it and, oh, really?
It's not panoramic. I'm not going to do that.
Funny, I know. Okay. He's got this photographic memory.
Panoramic.
I was fishing. Yeah. You said we're going to get loose. I might as well start right off the top.
You are a shark, so yeah. You were looking for chunks.
I was just looking to bite something. I'm just swimming around over here on this mic.
Not one of your better efforts, but
no,
okay.
But you know, sometimes you just...
A for effort, okay? That
early
sometimes in the morning.
You throw it out early and just see if you can get anybody to bite.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, no, he's like got a... Benny's got a photo. I always say, you know that one guy, and Benny gets in my ear, and it's almost 100% of the time it's right.
What do you think the word would be?
Oh, the word for the Broncos?
That's the texters, too. Okay.
In D.C., they're talking about the Broncos, and their version of stink is, I'm looking at the Bronco film, and the word that comes to mind is?
Anemic.
Okay.
That's a good word, right?
That's a good word. Yep. Yep.
By the way, we need to start working on the phrase that pays today.
Yeah, let's start dialing that up a little bit, okay?
Yeah,
we need the phrase that pays that Mark will use in the broadcast on Sunday that is a specific nod to us, to this show, to you listeners. So give us your phrase that pays suggestion on the text line, 303-713-1043. Also, like we said, we're getting a little loose, which means... Round up the armada. Get ready to get on board the Black Pearl.
Mm.
We're storming I Told You So Island. Tell me why I'm wrong Wednesday. Haven't done it in a while.
So remember, if you wade into these waters, I'm a shark today. And I might bite you.
Those beaches will be open for this weekend.
So give us your hot take. Could be about anything. Broncos, Avs. I was at the game last night, got some observations on that game.
Oh, good.
D-Mac was there as well. We were chatting. By the way, good morning to D-Mac. Apparently, this is his start of his workout today. He listens to us to start out. I think right now he's bouncing a basketball right now at his gym, his health club, shooting a little hoops, getting a little loose.
Really?
Listening to the first segment. And then he's going to get out there and do a little swimming. A little biking. He's actually going to do a little mini triathlon.
Yeah,
he's doing like a trial triathlon today, so good luck to him.
Oh, D-Mac's amazing.
Oh, little D-Mac.
Just out there working.
She got so
his little tiny arms, his little tiny legs, just going a mile a minute.
Little D-Mac.
I mean, I love
that. Would work well in the water.
So oh my gosh, it'd be like a little motorboat,
like a little piranha,
oh, a little duck with his duck feet just flapping away, all calm on top.
All right, so we're off. We're rolling. Phrase it pays. Word to describe the Broncos. Tell me why I'm wrong. Bring it all on. We'll get to it next. Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors is the home of zero down. Regardless of your credit or financial situation, Siltahar Motors will help you get behind the wheel. People with poor credit or in bankruptcy can qualify for zero down and no payments for 45 days and be driving in their new car within hours of stopping by the dealership. Check out any of the cars Siltahar Motors currently has on site at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors is conveniently located at Highway 36 in Wadsworth. So regardless of your financial situation, Siltahar Motors will get you the car you deserve at sthmotors.com.
Oh, so much to do today. So much to do. All right, tell me why I'm wrong Wednesday, where we give you a chance to get Mark to admit you're not wrong. And he hates doing that. Hates doing it. So if you're able to come up with a strong take, can't be an obvious one. Has to have a little bit of... A little bit of debate to it, you know, a little bit of conflict.
Right. Yeah, it's got to be so. It's got to have a. Yeah. You just can't come out with, you know, some willy nilly. Yeah, Paxton Lynch stinks at football. Tell me why I'm wrong.
Oh, good.
what? You use the old hokey joke on me. I'm just swimming around. You tap me on my opposite shoulder, and I went, huh? Turn my head over there. Then you swam to safety. Good job, Benny.
All right. Way to go. Got that out of the way.
Uh-huh.
Actually, we've been on top of our Paxton smear campaign performance this week. I think we've been getting them done in the 6 o'clock hour all week long. 23:39?
Nestled right up on 3,000, yep. Guys.
So this first one comes in, you fashioning yourself as a shark.
Mm-hmm.
Shark, try guppy. Having your lips on Teddy's butt hasn't worked out so well, has it, Mark? Tell me why I'm wrong.
So you think
guppy?
Oh yeah. So you think that it's Teddy's fault? You think challenging plays that are unchallengeable are Teddy's fault? You think that a defense that couldn't stop a nosebleed is Teddy's fault? You think a defense that can't respond to a touchdown drive to put you within one score is Teddy's fault? What else is Teddy's fault? You think that the receivers that aren't beaten one-on-one is Teddy's fault? Hey, man, you think the fact that they don't run the football, that's Teddy making that call. Teddy decided not to run the football. You think the false narrative that comes out of Dove Valley about, well, we couldn't run the football because we fell behind, and it's a 10-7 ball game with 2 minutes or less than 2 minutes left in the first half against your rival. Yeah, that Teddy decided to not call runs. The fact that you got just ramshackled by Cleveland's JV team is Teddy's fault. Give me a break. Yeah, I mean, you're such a, like Drew Love.
Hold on one second. Now, this defense would normally sound really impassioned, and I'd say the texture is wrong. But I don't know. This kind of passionate defense from you reminds me of, hey, Trevor Siemian. You know, not his fault. He's getting beat up. Give him 5 years, $50 million. Hey, Joe Flacco's about 23rd on the list of things that's wrong with this football team right now. I don't know. I got to admit, this kind of clouded my judgment a little bit.
No, it's not. It's crystal clear.
Sam Raider will award a win.
No. Oh my gosh. You cannot award a win. A win for me. Yeah. Let me ask you this, Mike. So this would be just the definitive issue or statement or whatever you want to say. What were you told? What was the perceived and what were we told the, kind of the mantra of the season or the identity of this football team was going to be?
First of all, dominating defense. Use the two good running backs you have, bring a little bit more balance to the offense, and have Teddy in a position where he's making, high percentage throws, play into his strengths, which is good decision making, accurate, get the ball to the right guys.
Correct. And have they adhered to that formula in these four losses?
They have not played defense at that level, no. They have not used their running backs, no. But I would expect him to be able to make a little bit more out of what's available in the passing game.
I would tell you this.
He's not that dependent on what's around him. Shouldn't be.
Well, I mean, and you've lost your two speed guys, and you haven't really changed your offense. So, I mean, again, has Teddy played great football? Absolutely not. He hasn't. Okay, I'll 100% give you that. Now, if you think, I will say this, if you think all of a sudden, in these four losses, if we only started Drew Locke, we'd have won two of those games, then I think you're delusional. So, yes, Teddy's not playing very well. But you as an organization have thrown the formula out the window. And that's on you. That's not on Teddy.
Well, now the listeners are starting to come to the defense of that texter. Mark, you just proved the texter right with your rant. You don't make excuses like that for any other Bronco. I mean, while the guppy part might have been a little strong, I think the texter's on it. You do have a bit of a blind spot for Teddy Bridgewater. Texter!
No. Now, it's not a blind spot for Teddy Bridgewater. I know that Teddy Bridgewater doesn't cover warts. He's not that kind of quarterback. You know, at Dove Valley, he doesn't cover warts. See, this is the texters ganging up because they want to see Drew Locke, because Drew Locke's a gunslinger, and Drew Locke's exciting, and Drew Locke goes, pew, 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 on his wristband.
I don't think he does that anymore, but...
I should hope he doesn't.
I think he's moved on from that.
I should hope not. But the bottom line, I have defended Trevor Siemian. I have defended Joe Flacco. And I will defend whatever quarterback is playing because of the lack of continuity and the lack of adhering to a philosophy that we were sold in preseason that you were going to get.
All right, so wait a minute. Whoa, this goes off on another tangent here then. So you think you can win big with these quarterbacks?
Win big? No. Can you win? Can you have a formula for winning?
Can you be a playoff team with these kind of quarterbacks?
I don't know. I don't think you're a playoff team. I never said you were a playoff team. I didn't say you were a playoff team with Teddy Bridgewater. But I said that you should be competitive with the Raiders. You should be competitive with Pittsburgh when they're down. You should certainly have been able to be competitive with Cleveland, and they would tell you over at Dove Valley, well, we only gave up 17 points. Dude, that was a bloodletting. That was, hey man, you're sick in the medieval times, throw some leeches on the guy and put him in the water, right? We'll see if the leeches suck the poison out. And that wasn't even close.
We're also getting some recommendations for the phrase that pays for Mark to use during the broadcast. Tell me why I'm wrong. Is one.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
What are we talking about?
You gotta
about?
Do it that way.
Talk about pop. Yeah, I was
on. So if the phrase it pays would be, what are we talking about? You gotta say it with that.
What are we talking about?
Followed up by shooby dooby doo up.
Shooby dooby doo up. I want to dedicate it. Yeah.
Hey, you got to do it that way. All right. That's one. That's the leader in the clubhouse.
That seems like,
you were able to do gumdrop buttons. I mean, Hash Brown sent it to the internet.
I did get that in too, didn't I? Hash Brown sent it to the internet.
Don't get squeamish all of a sudden when it comes to the phrase it pays.
Hey, listen, I'm not squeamish. All right. I just beat down a texter.
I don't know.
Hey,
might give you the win on a draw.
It's not a draw.
All right. Since
that dude's pulling into urgent care right now, and Scott the Huff is checking him in.
Inside joke. That's a good one.
That's gonna be loose today.
That's a good one. Mark is officially loose. Morning Brew coming up next. Jared Bednar is not happy, but his players don't seem to be concerned. Tell you about the Avs game last night. That's next. Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan.
Good morning.
Morning.
It's time for your morning brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna eat lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder.
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers. Stat.
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This some serious gourmet.
Let's get it on.
There's no panic at all. Obviously, we're five or six games in, so we could win the next 74, 70, 75 there. So obviously, probably not going to happen, but at the end of the day, you can think like that, but... slow starts happen, and we just have to build off it as a team, and it just builds character. And like I said, we move on and learn from our mistakes, but we'll find a groove here.
All right, there's Cale Makar saying nothing to see here, nothing to worry about, even though the Avalanche lost again, dropped to 2-4. I was at the sack last night taking in the game. And it was interesting after the game, the contrast. You had Makar probably echoing what a lot of the players are feeling. Hey, it's a long season.
Right.
Okay, it's not the start we'd like, but we'll be fine. Contrast that with a clearly irritated, annoyed Jared Bednar, who is not happy. with what he's seeing right now. Who should we be listening to? The coach or the player?
Oh, I think the coach. I mean, irritated. And like, it's hard to just jump out of it. You don't flip the switch. You've got to do things well across the board. And so it's not like all of a sudden, oh, now we figured it out. But I will say this, to McCarr's point. You win 75 in a row, I'm sure that's some type of record. I have not followed history of the NHL, but I would sure. 75 in a row?
Well, I have no doubt that if they did that, they would earn themselves another President's Trophy.
Yes.
Goody.
Yes. Because we know how important the President's Trophies are.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Nicole's a tough kid. We've seen him time and time again play through injuries, never sit out. Take him out of back-to-back. He's far too important for this team for us to risk him being out there if he's not feeling confident about it.
I keep forgetting we're not in love anymore.
I know it wasn't, and it isn't a big deal. It's a bang knees, knee contusion,
yes,
more
yes.
of a precaution type thing. But boy, does it send a shiver down your spine when you look out there for the second half last night. No Nikola Jokic. Just what a horrifying reminder that would be if this guy was ever to miss any kind of significant time. Knock on wood. I'm knocking on every piece of wood I can find.
Right.
But this guy has been so amazingly durable to the point you do take it for granted.
Uh-huh.
But boy, just a little glimpse of it last night was enough to say, oh, no.
Right.
No.
Well, the good news.
That just can't happen.
The good news is that you can always count on Michael Porter Jr. to grow up, right? In 38 minutes, 13 points, 5 of 18 shooting, 3 for 11 from the foul line. And guess what?
Free throw line.
Three-point line is what I meant.
Any more free throws?
And again, back-to-back games without actually attempting a charity stripe shot.
Jeez. What happened to all the talk in the offseason that this guy has worked on his handle? He's worked on his post. He's expanding his game, his repertoire. He's not going to just live beyond the 3-point line.
Jeez.
All right, it's early, but
I'm telling you what. You need to find a pair of big boy pants. Time to put on big boy pants. What do big boy pants look like, you suppose?
Well, I grew up wearing Husky pants.
Right.
So they're probably even bigger than Husky pants. Big boy pants.
But big boy, when you put on your big boy pants and you walk, it sounds like quick, because they're like rough denim.
Yeah.
There's nothing comfortable about big.
No.
You cannot sit down without your legs staying straight in big boy pants. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Your legs just automatically go up into the air. Yeah. They're too stiff to bend at the knees.
Next on the Morning Brew.
I'm not sure yet. You know, Young just got here a few minutes ago. Weatherly got here yesterday. You know, we'll see how the week progresses. I mean, if I was to give you an answer, it's a total guess right now.
Could Kenny Young and Stephen Weatherly be your starting linebackers on Sunday?
Yeah. Sure, why not?
Literally, two guys pulled right in. Here you go.
There you go.
Starting linebackers. Would it be, based on what you've seen on film, looking at the Browns game, would it be an improvement over the linebacker play that they had the other day?
They can't be worse. Yeah, I mean, you got to have guys. You just have to have guys that can run, that can cover, that can. And this is a challenge this weekend, Mike. I mean, this is a challenge. They've got two running backs for Washington, the Wooft. They got two running backs. I think that should be the phrase that pays. I'll just call them the Wooft all night. Wooft.
Would the league be okay with that? Remember, you're in partnership with the
Wooft.
Clearly, Wooft has a lot of power as they can squelch the findings of the investigation into Daniel Snyder's shenanigans there. And they are,
you know what I mean?
Boy, nobody closes ranks like the NFL owners, huh?
Boy, right?
Roger Goodell coming out. We're not going to release the findings. Why not? Because we don't have to.
Yeah.
Basically, we're the NFL. NFL owners. We do whatever the heck we want.
Settle down just a little bit. Yeah, I think you probably call him the Wolf once or twice.
I don't have patience to jack with you today.
Jerry don't have the patience to jack with you.
I don't like your attitude.
Yeah.
Wow, salty. Very salty today.
Yeah, maybe that's not the right.
What about ruminating in the shower there, Jerry? What's the problem?
I've been thinking about it a lot in the shower.
Maybe the woof isn't.
Somebody said the phrase that pays.
Now that's trite.
Yeah, somebody said you should use now that's trite.
Now that's trite.
And you got to say it again. You got to go.
Now that's trite.
Your Washington audience will love it.
Right. Yeah, I don't know.
The Washington audience will love it.
Now, if I'm doing a Cowboy game, right, I go total full Jerry Jones.
Oh.
Could you imagine going total Jerry Jones?
If you did a Cowboy game and you did your Jerry impersonation?
Oh, my God.
You may never. No, don't do that.
Right. I knew from the time that I drafted him, because I am heretofore the general manager of this team, I knew Dak was going to be great.
By the way, you know who they reportedly loved? That Jarrett loved?
Oh, yeah, I know.
So much so that he was prepared to move up to get said object of his affection. Instead, he had to settle for Dak.
How'd that work out?
Paxton Lynch, everybody!
Jerry loved it.
Jerry loved it.
Yeah, the rest of the Cowboy contingent was like, absolutely not.
Jerry loved Paxton, settled for Dak. Kubiak liked Dak. We settled for Paxton.
I don't like your attitude.
And that is how history is made. Okay, that'll do it for the Morning Brew. Congratulations to the Atlanta Braves. America, thank you for grabbing a 1-0 lead in the World Series. They beat the Astros in Game 1. Game 2 in Houston coming up tonight. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30. To Tell Me Why I'm Wrong Wednesday, you take your best shots at Stank next. Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan. Stink's walking back in. Do whatever Stink does during breaks. You know how our guy Benny. Benny gets a little intense sometimes, right?
Oh yeah, Benny's got Benny
runs a tight ship.
That's exactly a great way to call.
And when things aren't running right to his satisfaction, he gets ticked off fast. Yeah. And he just had to dump something, so he just threw a little. I've never seen anybody pitch like a quick little mini fit like he can. It's like 3 seconds, but man, it's intense.
Like a cat.
It's like that, what was that?
Tasmanian Devil?
Yes, that's what, thank you.
Yeah.
Then
I have a feeling that, Benny, you know, you talked about him running a tight ship. I have a feeling that his refrigerator at his apartment is just really appointed. Like, everything has its place. And, like, if you come over and, like, use the ketchup, like, who put the ketchup in the, who put the ketchup in the bottom little container? Everybody knows that goes in the middle. Put the ketchup back where you picked it out from.
You think he's a little OCD? Like the guy that will be coming up at 8 o'clock this morning, Joel Klatt?
I think that Benny, everything in Benny's world has its place. Very organized.
Gotta have Benny meet Joel. The two would probably be kindred spirits.
Yeah.
Okay, Aaron in Kentucky listening in. Thank you very much, Aaron. Text in. If the Broncos lose this week to Wooft, we will see a Broncos fire sale before the trade deadline. Tell me why I'm wrong.
I'll tell you why you're wrong. And I love the aspect of that, the fire sale. The Broncos are being buyers right now. Buyers when the market is low. Because George Payton understands.
Is it being buyers or is it just we've got to be able to field a football
team?
Well,
that's part of it. But I don't think they're going to be sellers. So they bought here recently, but they're not going to be sellers because you've got to keep as much talent as you possibly can keep. Okay, that's one. because there's going to be a new coach. There's going to be, you know, there's going to be a new ownership, a new coach, all these things. So you as a general manager, to save your own hide, you got to make sure you keep as many as you can. And I would ask you this, from a seller standpoint, what's out there right now that's appealing to another football team?
Maybe a running back? Veteran running back? Gordon? You're the Baltimore Ravens.
Gordon?
Melvin Gordon?
I can see that. Okay. How much value do you get in return?
It's not so much you're just looking to get whatever you can get with the idea that you're unloading somebody who's not going to be back here next year.
There's two players that I think that you would sell. Gordon, I think, is a great call by you. But Gordon and then Von Miller. But there's not a fire sale. That's not a fire sale.
No, we're not. You're not going to see the Broncos become the Chicago Cubs.
Right. You may, if you get a relative, well, you're not going to get a high draft pick. What are you going to get for, what would you get for Melvin Gordon?
Fifth. Yeah.
Von Miller, sixth, seventh, maybe. Maybe a sixth and a fifth and a sixth, or fifth and a seventh. I don't know. Von Miller has not produced the last few weeks, and you know, this whole bounce back going to be crazy. And I know that he doesn't have a lot of pressure coming from the other side, but he has not been very good the last few weeks. And then he got hurt, so he hasn't been the dominant factor that we assumed he was going to be. That's fair, don't you think?
Think you get anybody to take Kyle Fuller? Bryce Callahan? Kareem Jackson? I think you start thinking about it. If you look at it, there could be some, I think there's some pieces that, enough pieces that you could add together that would certainly feel like a fire sale. Sure.
Yeah, I think there's.
We start talking Melvin Gordon, Von Miller.
Yeah.
Kyle Fuller, Kareem Jackson, Bryce Callahan.
Right. But my point
that's
is...
That's a fire sale.
My point is this, though. I don't believe that you're, like, moving on from those guys. I just don't believe that you're going to get a ton of value.
Doesn't matter. You're just looking to get something. If you can get a bunch of fifth and sixth round picks, you can parlay those... You can parlay 2 sixths on draft day into a five, 2 fives into a four. Sure. Why not?
You think there's going to be enough interest
from other teams? The
Texas
is not wrong.
You think there's, no, he said he thinks there's going to be a fire sale. I don't think there's going
to
be.
If they lose to Washington, and I think we just proved
right.
that you could be wrong.
Well, yeah.
Good chance you'll be wrong.
There's not a good chance.
So the texture's not wrong. You are.
No. They said there is going to be a fire sale. This one will be, we'll put this on the books.
Okay.
And you put it on the books. Put it on the books folder?
Do we have like a ledger?
Yeah. Like checks and balances.
Well,
like,
yeah.
Accounting,
you know,
FIFO.
We're getting into the holiday time.
FIFO.
Christmas Carol, you know, the big ledger.
Yes. Yeah, like Santa uses.
The big, well, okay, yes. I wasn't thinking of that. I was thinking of the Ebenezer Scrooge, the big ledger book there, you know, toiling away.
Right.
Cold.
Yes.
Cold office. Nothing in the stove.
Kind of accounts receivable and accounts payable.
You know,
ledger.
No Christmas beast.
Bah humbug.
Now I'm getting into now Grinch. I'm bringing the Grinch into it.
Yeah,
I'm mixing all my Christmas metaphors.
You did bring some Grinchy in there.
I just went
full Grinchy.
I went Santa, Christmas Carol, Grinch, all in one. It's not bad.
That's the best time of the year when all those old claymation things come on, like Rudolph.
Yeah.
No matter what you do, you got to sit down, kick your feet up, and watch it.
I don't. You're right.
It brings you back to your childhood.
I don't care how many times I've watched it.
Yeah.
You know? Burgermeister Meisterburger?
Right. Mumbles Bounds. You know, all that kind of stuff. I'm Mr. Heat Miser. I'm Mr. Sun. I'm Mr. Heat Miser. I'm Mr. 101. You know?
I think it's I'm Mr.
Please stop.
No, I'm not going to do it.
What?
I think it's I'm Mr. Green Christmas. I'm Mr. 101.
Okay.
We may have to do a lyric search on the break.
Lyric search on the Heat Miser. Okay. All right. Well, that was a strong effort. One that we can't tell you you're not wrong, but we will file it away. That was a good text.
It's on the ledger.
It's on the ledger.
It's on the ledger, Kentucky guy.
Keep them coming. We're getting a little loose here on a Wednesday with your help. And also looking for more phrases that pay. For Mark to use during the broadcast on Sunday. That's next. Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors understands sometimes bad things happen to good people. That includes bankruptcy. If that is you, you can still purchase a car at Siltahar with zero money down in almost all cases. This is a program they've been doing for 25 years. The dealership itself is almost 60. Family-owned business that is proud of their reputation and proud to be a huge part of the Broomfield community. If you file bankruptcy, Siltahar Motors can help. Zero down and no payments for 45 days in almost all cases. Contact Team Zero Down at 720-446-9222 or online at sthmotors.com.